Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Saturday, May 20th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
We're going to be talking Supergirl Season 2, Episode 21, with spoilers. In this episode, Supergirl grapples with whether or not to obey the president's orders regarding Rhea's latest actions. Meanwhile, Cat Grant returns to National City. Second to last episode of the season. A lot goes on. It was a build towards the big finale. What'd you think of this episode, Zach?
I liked this episode quite a bit. So it's a lot of action, a lot of good unforced drama. Just a good story overall, and you know, great to see Cat Grant back. And I was really excited for the finale. I think they're building it up to something that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, agree. This is it really ramped up the action and everything. There was a lot going on. They're just sort of everything happening, which is it's cool. When you got a 22 episode season, sometimes things happen slower. And I'm glad they didn't just throw everything in at the end. This really feels like, obviously, we don't know what the next episode will be like, but it feels like a 2-part finale where they're really throwing everything in there.
Yeah, this really feels like this is the amount of action and story progress that you could do in a 1-episode finale. Like, there is enough going on in here that, like, this would have been almost a satisfying finale if, you know, like, if they had resolved it at the end, this would have been a great finale, I think.
Yeah. I'm really curious about what people's thoughts are on the sort of political similarities.
Yeah.
There was quite a few references, and this season as a whole really has. I don't know if we've even talked about it that much, but this one really seemed like that. I'm really curious what fans think of that, if it's too much, if it took them out of the episode, or you know, because I know people are split whether they want superheroes to be escapism or if they want it to reflect our current times. So I'm just curious what people's thoughts are on that. But other than that, I mean, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. So jumping right in, Rhea is on her ship. She brought all the Daxamites here, and they're kind of running around. The kind of faceless Daxamite guards are just running around blowing stuff up. And Rhea does the classic bad person thing and projects her face out to all the citizens of the city and says, "People of Earth, don't be afraid," while she is doing everything she can to frighten them by attacking them.
Makes perfect sense. If you don't resist, we will just destroy you all. That's fine.
Yeah, but it just jumps in, like, literally guns blazing. Lots of cool action. Alex, like, jumps off the building, slow motion, twisting, turning, and shooting the gun at the same time. That was ridiculously cool looking.
That was cool / somewhat unbelievable, but but it made Alex look cool. And right at the beginning, yeah, we get to see Alex and Maggie both looking cool. Maggie does some cool stuff. By that, I mean just shoots a bunch of Daxamites, apparently.
Yeah.
But she looked cool doing it. And yeah, I'm glad we jumped right into the action based off, you know, they sort of left with a cliffhanger type thing at the end of the last episode. And this one really just picked up from right from there. And I'm glad they did.
Yeah, for sure. And so we saw in the trailers that Lena was kind of like dressed up almost like royalty. And we kind of see what is going on with this is she's been kidnapped and Rhea wants her to marry Mon-El and give her grandchildren, give her an heir. And so, yeah, Lena wasn't like in on it with her. It was all, she was all being coerced, which
yeah,
it makes sense. So,
I don't know why Rhea even needs their consent to marry them. She can just do whatever she wants.
Right.
It seems like, you know, she just is going to get a grandchild from taking their hair. She's just announced herself as whatever she wants to be for Daxam.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess some small part of her still wants Mon-El to like come around and see things her way. I don't know.
Yeah, but clearly that's not going to happen.
Or if you're Lillian Luther, it's Mon-El.
Yeah. it kind of sounded like Mon.
Yeah.
which I think originally Mon-El got his name from Monday. So it makes sense to say Mon sometimes, but usually pronounced Mon-El. That's how they've been saying it all season, but Cat Grant still says Kira. So
right.
They can pronounce it however they want.
Yep. So they kind of regroup at the alien bar because the DEO is locked down, attacked, blown up, something. And Martian Manhunter unfortunately is incapacitated. But they hole up at the alien bar, and Lillian Luther shows up, and they ask where, like, Alex and Kara ask where their dad is, and she says, "Oh, I don't know." And that's all I thought we were gonna see more Jeremiah, but I guess
that's it. He's in season three right now. We'll tell you about that later. I will say this is the most I've enjoyed Lillian in an episode. I thought this was the best she had been so far. In the past, she'd been a little bit over the top. Welcome to Cadmus and everything. And I'm really glad she wasn't in this one, especially with like Cat Grant there and Rhea doing everything. You know, they're pretty over the top most of the time. So I was glad Lillian was cool in this episode for the most part. Like, obviously still a horrible human being and everything, but she was definitely the most I've enjoyed watching her.
Yeah, she definitely was a lot more believable in this episode, like you said. So we see the president on her way in Air Force One to confront Rhea, which I don't know if that was the smartest thing to do. Like, not like exactly a fighter jet or anything. There's fighter jets around her, but just flying around in a giant 747, I don't think that has a lot of capabilities.
Yeah, I don't. Well, and maybe if you're an alien, that's all you need.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. If you didn't watch previous episodes,
if you haven't seen the last several times where she shapeshifts,
probably shouldn't be watching this if you don't know that. But yeah, so Cat Grant is also on board Air Force One, and she sort of tries to broker peace, but she's kind of like arrogant about it in her Cat Grant way, and obviously it doesn't work with Rhea, and they shoot down Air Force One, and the president has to reveal that she is an alien.
Yeah, Calista Flockhart jumped right back into the role as Cat Grant. She had all of her Cat Grantiness, and maybe then some. She was very, very Cat Grant in this.
Yeah. And then the president orders them to shoot down the ship with the positron cannon that they have. But Mon-El and Lena are still on board, and so obviously they don't want to do that, but it is a direct order from the president. And technically they work for the president because they work for the DEO.
I guess. Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. But Rhea at this point is still being pretty crazy. She's threatening to blow up children's hospitals if they don't make more children.
Yeah, that got dark pretty quick.
Yeah. But so obviously, you know, Supergirl is really upset because Mon-El and Lena are still, her boyfriend and her best friend are still on the ship. But Kat gives her an inspiring speech about how the meaning of life and happiness is human connection, even if you aren't a human. And so it, I don't know, inspires Supergirl to go save them.
Very, very much season one, right out of a season one episode where Kara, man, I don't know what to do. And then Cat Grant's just like, well, just go do it.
Right.
Obviously, oh, okay. She says it a little bit differently than that, but that's the gist of it.
Yeah, it makes you feel good about doing the thing that you weren't sure you should do in the first place, but you were going to do anyways. So Supergirl gets Lillian and Cyborg Superman to help out, so we still get to see Hank Henshaw in some form to help get onto the Daxamite ship with their projector. And there's a little like off the cuff line of what if this doesn't work, the projector, and they say then we'll get to know each other in the Phantom Zone. And so obviously we know Zod is coming, and he's probably coming from the Phantom Zone, and I'm assuming this projector is going to have something to do with that.
Maybe.
Definitely.
I guess we'll see. Yeah.
And Kat gets to be Kat around. She goes back to Katco, and she's like critiquing all the changes that James made to the office. I thought it was fun to see that even in the midst of this crazy stuff that's going on, she gets set up with Wynn and we get some levity a bit, at least.
I mean, did she not expect James to change it at all?
Right.
But that was a funny line there where Wynn has to say that James and Kara are cowards. That was pretty funny. Yeah, the comedic relief there was pretty good, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something we didn't mention too, that James Guardian he's like on the streets handling things, which is cool because that's like makes sense for Guardian as a character. And even like we really didn't get to see him that much in this episode, but just acknowledging that he exists and that he has a role to play is nice.
Yeah, and he comes up later he gets a good action scene later. And I don't know why nobody pointed out how the Daxamites look. Their clothing is like, it's like they made too many copies of the Guardian costume. Like, well, let's just have all the extras wear these.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Is that whatever.
Okay. I guess that's what everybody else on the show was like, too.
Yeah, pretty much. Whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah, like you said, he shows up and he fights at Catco for a little bit, and then Cat just says, "Thanks, James." And he's like, "Oh, I'm Guardian." that was really funny.
Totally believable. But it makes you wonder why Cat Grant doesn't know about Kara, other than the whole Martian Manhunter shapeshifting to pretending to be her and all that. But I guess we'll just play along for now.
Exactly. So she gets on TV, Kat, and gives another inspiring speech. So she's got a couple of those in this episode. But that kind of makes all the people in National City band together and rise up and create a distraction right before Rhea marries Mon-El and Lena together and gives Supergirl, Lillian, and Cyborg Superman an excuse, a distraction to get onto the Daxamite ship to rescue everybody. And there is a funny line where Supergirl tells Cyborg Superman to do your thing, R2, and then he sticks out his little circular thing and spins some circles and gets information. And like, that's directly straight out of R2-D2 in Star Wars, does the exact same thing, which was just kind of funny.
At least they acknowledged it if they're going to rip it off.
Yeah, right.
Like, if you're going to rip it off, at least give it some credit.
I prefer to think of it as a tribute. It's not ripping off.
Right.
Right. So, surprise, surprise, Lillian Luthor is not the greatest person on Earth, and she leaves Supergirl and Mon-El back on board once they rescue Lena, leaves them on board to die when they blow up the ship, and just tells everybody that they actually got off. But then, I know Supergirl is, like, moral and a good person and wants to see the good in every person, but, like, making Mon-El leave and staying on board to try to get Queen Rhea to surrender, that really didn't make sense. I mean, I think she's given her enough chances by now. It's not worth dying over, but maybe that's what makes Supergirl a better person than me.
Yeah.
That's somebody to look up to.
Just that. I was going to say, you know, you and Supergirl are about on the same level, but here she really proved herself over you.
Exactly. It's pretty close, but.
This was the tiebreaker.
Yeah. I don't know. What did you think about her staying behind to try to get Rhea to surrender?
You know, it's I think she would definitely feel guilty if she didn't. You know, you can absolutely, like, from a logical perspective, get out of there, blow the thing up, move on with your day. But you know, that is Mon-El's mother.
So I guess this is the thing, that it would have been better if Mon-El had stayed and been like, "No, I'm not leaving you. Like, if you die, I die. And this is my mom. I need to try to save her too." It was just weird that Mon-El really didn't put up a fight to leave.
That's a good point. But yeah, you know, he's right there on your level.
right below
Supergirl is you and Mon-El.
Okay.
So, that's why he left.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, she would definitely feel guilty if she just blew it up and let her die. I think she probably wants to try to speak logically to her, even though, you know, we know that probably won't work out. So I don't really fault. It's logically, it doesn't make sense, but it's part of her character to try to save everyone if she can.
Yep. So, of course, her staying behind and not getting off the ship makes Alex hesitate, which gives the Daxamites a chance to blow up the positron cannon. And so their ship is not getting destroyed, and Rhea is still okay. But there is a bit of a surprise, because somebody comes out of the shadows and punches Supergirl in the face, and that person happens to be Superman.
Yeah.
What did you think of that reveal?
I don't know. I guess, did they just... It makes me wonder, did he try to go and fight them earlier, and then they surround him? This is probably what happened. He went and tried to stop them right away. Why didn't he go and... If he went to National City, why didn't he go and say, "Hey, Supergirl, let's go do this thing"? Instead, he just went and did it all by himself and then got caught by the Daxamites, and now he's under some sort of mind control.
Yeah, but he can't have been gone that long, because I feel like she would have noticed, or somebody would have said something like, "Hey, Superman's gone. Have you seen him?"
They did mention something earlier in the episode, right? They mentioned something about Superman right at the very beginning.
Oh, I think I might have missed that.
Yeah, and so we don't know how long this takes over, like the course of this episode. I mean, it was pretty much all at night, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Until the ending. So if it was just one night, you know, they tried to explain away where Superman was. But yeah, it's surprising they didn't... But, you know, when there's a big issue in May, you solve it yourself. If the issue is in late November, early December, you call all of your super friends to work together. You know, that's just how it works.
Yeah. But so this is, it is kind of interesting though. So like beyond the nitpicky stuff of like, why is he there? What did he do? Whatever it is. This wasn't how I was expecting them to use Superman, because we knew that Tyler Hoechlin was going to come back and revive his role as Superman. So this is kind of cool, I think, to see him either mind controlled or whatever, red kryptonite, whatnot.
Yeah, and we still don't know how it's going to fit in later. So we, other than the surprise cameo there, we don't know how he's going to fit in.
Yeah, but I'm excited to see them maybe fight potentially.
Maybe definitely.
Right.
That's what it looks like. Yeah. So overall, anything else you want to say about the episode?
No, I think you summed it up pretty well, that it's a great first part to a two-part finale, and just building up to something hopefully pretty cool, but just a ton of action right from the start, and it didn't really let off the gas pedal this whole episode, and it all went together really well. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, agree with you there. And yeah, one thing I wanted to notice, I don't know after watching this last episode if I feel that way, but last episode, at the end of last episode and the start of this one, Rhea mentions New Daxum, mm-hmm. which just kept reminding me of the New Krypton storyline from, I think it was 2008, 2009 in DC Comics, where essentially a new Krypton was created and they had a whole nother planet full of like 100,000 Kryptonians. And in that storyline, Superman temporarily went to live on Krypton to help take care of them. Mm-hmm. And then it was actually Mon-El and Guardian who took his place as the you know, heroes of Metropolis. And I almost wondered if they were going to use that as a way to write out in, you know, some combination of those three characters for next season. I don't know. I don't think that's the way they're going now, but that's something that made me think of when I was watching it earlier.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if any of those characters are going to be written out of the show, but if they did, even temporarily, you know, take one of them, if Guardian or Mon-El goes away, that could be an excuse for it. But after watching this episode, that might not be the case. I don't know how many Daxamites survived, but I don't know what they're going to do. There's a few lying unconscious in Catco, at least.
Right.
Because I don't think James took them out completely, but I don't know how many other survivors there are.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have a feeling that Guardian's not going to be around on the show in the next season. I think James is going to, he's going to leave in some way sometime soon. But that is kind of a far out way to do it, but it would be an interesting way to do it.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be, that storyline doesn't have to go forever. Okay. But
yeah,
if they want to get rid of James for a couple episodes or a season or something like that, and not have to always wonder where's Superman on the Supergirl show, that would be a way to explain it.
Yeah.
But cool. I doubt they do something that drastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for this episode. Next week's episode, the finale, titled Nevertheless, She Persisted. What we saw the preview for this. What'd you think, Zach?
So we're definitely going to see Superman and Supergirl fighting, because they're going to have... They're fighting in the trailer.
Because we've seen part of it.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, it looks like she's going to want to do trial by combat and fight Supergirl. Or, I mean, Supergirl's going to fight Superman. We also see her going against Rhea at the end, I think. And we also get our first look at Zod. What did you think of that?
Yeah. Tough to say. I don't know why she would... Is she going to fight Superman and then leave and then... challenge him to a trial by combat, or is she challenging someone else to a trial by combat?
I don't know, man.
I figured she would have tried a trial by combat with Rhea, mm-hmm. but I imagine Rhea would sneak out of that somehow. Looks interesting. Yeah, we get our first look at Zod. It almost makes me wonder if part of the mind control they're doing is making Supergirl appear to be Zod to Superman. So, like, that's who he thinks he's fighting, and that's why he's fighting Supergirl. Especially because, you know, you saw Zod standing there, and then the weird, trippy, looks like top from The Flash background. That's what it made me think of, if maybe he's under some kind of mind control, and like, oh, this is Zod. So, that's why. I don't know.
That's a really good theory, and it also falls in line with, I think one of the executive producers said that, like, when you see it, the reason for Zod showing up, it will make sense. Like, it'll make sense that it wouldn't be, it can't be anybody but Zod.
Right. But, so that's why I thought that would fit together. But we also, they mentioned the Phantom Zone projector.
Right.
Right. Which we don't know the settings on that, if it's like in Lego Batman, but if it's going to bring Voldemort and everything. But it almost makes me wonder if we're going to see a cameo from Zod and then we're going to see him get Phantom Zone projected later, send Superman to the Phantom Zone, and Zod is your season three big bad.
Mm. Either way, that would be cool.
I don't know. I'm just throwing out random ideas now. All right. Well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.